astray and turn to our own way. The Father laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. As a lamb to the slaughter, he went to the cross. Yet he had done no violence, no deceit was in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him and put him to grief. For transgressions of the people he was stricken and slain. He made his grave with the wicked, in his death with the rich. He has borne our sorrows, he was smitten and afflicted. He was wounded for our sins, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and by his stripes we are healed and made whole. He was taken from prison, from the halls of judgment, cut off from the land of the living, without an offspring. Who shall declare his generation? Who will prolong his days? When his soul was offered up, he saw his seed and was satisfied. His offspring was raised up to declare his generation. His days were prolonged and his life on earth extended. The pleasure of the Lord did prosper in his hand. Though he suffered in travail, his soul was satisfied. He has borne our sorrows, he was smitten and afflicted. He was wounded for our sins, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.